Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
Should there be heftier fines for cyclists who break the rules? Well, the Gardaí reprimanded 30 cyclists during a weekend operation. My gosh, 30, wow. During a weekend operation after they were all caught breaking the same two rules of the road. And the operation focused on catching cyclists who were breaking red lights or were travelling on the road without the correct lighting on board. Because, of course, in the dark evenings, it's impossible to see a cyclist if they don't have lights. Particularly at night, of course. Cyclists are at higher risk of being hit on the road or by breaking either of the aforementioned rules. Now, according to a post published by An Garda Síochán, each of the 30 cyclists was issued a fixed charge notice and were offered safety advice on the spot. The post on Twitter said, Garda from Kevin Street carried out an operation on Friday and Saturday night to detect pedal cyclists running red lights and not having front and rear lights during the hours of darkness. Safety advice offered to all cyclists who were stopped. Since 2015, Gardaí have had the power to stop cyclists and fine them for specific charge cycling offences, including no front and rear lights, riding a bicycle without reasonable consideration. I don't know how you've got to define that one. Failing to stop for a cycle or a school warden sign. Failing to stop at a traffic light. Failing to stop at a cycle traffic light when the red lamp is lit. Failing to stop at a line, a barrier or half barrier at a railroad or level crossing, swing bridge or lifting bridge when the red lamp is flashing. And cycling in a pedestrian street or area. In other words, cycling on the footpath. Gardaí have the authority to issue fines, but they rarely do it. And these offences are worth 40 quid each. Yeah, motorists pay 85, isn't it? Or 120, depending on what the fine is. Anyway, I want to know what you think. And do you think enough has been done? I mean, look, well done them for doing it for two nights, but Jesus Christ, they should be doing it all the time, shouldn't they? I mean, every time I'm driving, I see cyclists breaking red lights. They rarely stop. Maybe it's just my imagination and my experience, but I've rarely seen them stop at lights at all. They kind of wait there until the road is clear and then they cycle across. They don't stop at red lights, generally speaking. Maybe people online are suggesting that there should be a heftier fine for those cyclists who don't adhere to the rules of the road, suggesting that if a fine was raised to €80, it might actually make cyclists think twice about running a red light. Or maybe 120. But I want to know what you think. Should the fine be increased? And should the Garda Síochána be more active in catching lawbreakers when it comes to cyclists? After all, they're quite active in catching motorists when they break the law. Because I know they do it too, by the way. I'm not saying cyclists are kind of unique in breaking the law. Motorists do it all the time as well. But they get caught and they get fined a lot of the time. And the amount of bikes I see at night that don't have lights is ridiculous. Ridiculous. I mean, you need a light on your bike at night. And if you don't have it, you should get a fine. But should the fines be heavier? I mean, is 40 really enough? As I said, the average motorist fine. What's a penalty fine now? 85, isn't it? 85, I think. What? 80. Oh, 80, sorry. Should it be 80? The same as a motorist would get. The number is 087-188-0008. That's 087-188-0008. You can tell I haven't had a fine in the car in quite a while. That's a good sign, isn't it? There was a stage I was betting them every bloody week. Paul, you're in Ireland's Classic Kids. How are you doing, Paul?
Hey, you're not too bad.
Good. Now, Paul, you're a cyclist.
Yeah, very keen one. Jeez, decades now I've been into all sorts of bikes, motorbikes, push bikes, BMXs, mountain bikes, you name it.
Okay, you're not one of these people who wears Lycra, are you?
No, that's the one, that's the one form of two wheels you'll never catch me on. I couldn't.
No, you know the Sunday afternoon lads with the Lycra on them.
Yeah, geez, no, and they ask for trouble as well. You know, like, they really ask for trouble. There's a level of arrogance there to gamble their life. It's just mad.
We'll get them ringing in now, wanting to come on the air to defend themselves. You're welcome to. Okay, we're getting back to cyclists. So Gardaí set up this operation over 2 days, or 2 evenings, obviously, and they catch 30. Was 40 quid enough to be fining people?
No, I wouldn't think so. I think what they should do in some occasions is even confiscate the bikes.
Okay.
And a good thing to do, that would be a bit funny sarcastically, is if there was a bit of a fine, say up to 80 quid or a certain amount, and confiscate the bike, when they come back in to pay the money to get the bike back, hand them a high-vis jacket and a set of lights and say, now there you go,
we put your 80 quid to good use.
That's it. Yeah. Another way, and you've no excuse the next time.
Yeah,
because you only have to go into Dublin city centre. Could be 5 in the morning, 5:30, pitch black, and you'll see people going around on a dark bike with dark clothes and no lights. And I just think, that's literally gambling your life.
Yeah. You know, and not only that, but I'm breaking a red light or cycling on the footpath, as I see them regularly, cycling on footpaths.
Yeah, I see that a lot, all right, yeah. And it's just madness what some of them to be doing, because sometimes I'd say to myself, what would it be like for someone driving along that was a bit of a yahoo, and yeah. if you hit someone like that they didn't see, chances are they'd say, good luck, I'm going. You know
yeah.
that way?
Yeah, yeah. And you know what? I mean, look, I know a lot of cyclists have lost their lives, and I'm conscious of that too. But in yeah. a lot of cases where cyclists have lost their lives, not all, it's yeah. been the cyclist's fault. It's been their own fault. It's, you yeah. know, the fact that they've cycled on the inside of a truck turning left or something like that, or whatever it happens to be.
Yeah.
And that happens, sadly. But cyclists need to take more responsibility. And the cycling clubs, by the way, should be pushing this more. But instead, they get quite militant about the whole thing, about
yeah.
they have some sort of entitlement on the road.
That's it. Sure, I was going down a rural road there a while ago, because I live kind of rural, semi-rural, and there was a gang of them lads on one side of the road, and this is not the first time this happened. There's a gang of them, they won't go single file. I can see ahead of me about a mile, so I know I'm all right to overtake here, you know, reasonable enough speed. And I go, but the thought that goes through my head is, if a car comes out of nowhere on the other side doing like 120, 140 or something, I'm not going to sit in that line and his side of the road, they're all getting it. The bikes, I'm going.
Yeah.
I'm swinging back into the left and that's the end of it. You know, that way it's mad.
Yeah, everybody kind of goes through this. I know people accuse taxi drivers of it as well, and they accuse all sorts of motorists of doing it, of having this sort of kind of self-entitlement on the road. But I have seen that situation where cyclists, you know, are on the road, particularly on a Sunday afternoon or whatever it happens yeah. to be in a cycling club, and they just will not move.
That's it. And the thing about those kind of cycling clubs is, if for people that are into like BMX clubs, racing, BMX and all that, they have to go to a track to go and race and pay in and all. Same with the mountain bikers, they have to go and vanish off to the mountains and the rest of that mm. kind of carrying. They don't all clan around the bloody roads, you know that
yeah.
way.
And would you cycle often yourself?
Ah, yeah, geez. Like, as I say, I'm in my 40s now. I've still got several bikes of various types.
Yeah.
Self, motorbikes, push bikes, all of them. And I do cycle enough, you know that
so
way.
So are you collecting them, Paul, yeah?
Well, I used to work in bike shops, so I fixed and built them many a time, you know. And they just, oh, yeah. I just love so.
One of my first jobs, by the way, was working in a bike shop.
Yeah, I did a few back in the boom days, you know.
Yeah. My favorite thing was always fixing a buckled wheel. So we had the, you know, the fork, and you put yeah. the wheel onto it, and then you'd spin it and,
yeah.
and adjust the spokes. You could be there forever.
I got very good at that. Some of the wheels I even did had 95 spokes and everything, mad.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You'd have the little thing at the bottom that it would tip off when it was buckled, and you'd have to
yeah.
stop it at a certain point and then turn the spoke slightly. Oh, God, I used to spend days doing those things. All right, stay there for a second. Let me go to James as well, because James, you're an Ireland's Classic Kids. And James, you're a keen cyclist, but you're also a taxi driver. Couldn't get much worse than that, really, could we?
No, we couldn't. That's a double whammy, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a double whammy. On all counts, you believe you own the road, but go on.
And to top that off, Niall, I wear Lycra too.
Oh, you do not?
I do. I wear it for comfort. No, listen, I started back cycling a couple of months ago for fitness, basically, and I would cycle, as I said to you, I'm a taxi driver by my full-time job, but I would cycle about 4 or 5 nights a week just for fitness. And I would do about 20 kilometres a night, so I have semi-routes that I do, and sometimes I'm on the road, but thankfully the majority of it I'm on the cycle track down by Clontarf Seafront there. But as you mentioned about traffic lights, one experience I'll give you. Generally when I come out, I stop at traffic lights. I always do. When I was cycling, I was doing it for about a week, and there was one particular junction I always stopped at, the Holt Road and Sibyl Hill Road. And I stopped there, and about 3 or 4 cyclists ran into the back of me.
Right.
And I'm saying to myself, ran into the back of me. Now,
okay.
you like, I'm a big guy, Niall. I'm 6'5". I always wear a big bright orange luminous jacket. Trust me, you can't miss me. And I have lights on the front and back of my yellow bike. So trust me, I'm perfectly visible.
Yeah.
So, and as I had wars with one basically, I won't repeat on daytime radio what he said. He carried on. Another one then went across where the pedestrians cross, and carried on, and the other guy stopped with me because he realised that basically he was
out of
the law.
He stopped out of embarrassment more so than
I think it kind of was, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So, well, what I found though is that one particular route I do, if I was to stop, like, there was one day when I got a clear run of the lights. There's about 8 set of lights I would go through before I got onto the Clontarf cycle track where there's no traffic lights.
Yeah.
Well, one particular day, I got a clear run, and it amazed me that it saved about 8 minutes off my journey. So I can sort of understand why cyclists run red lights, because obviously if they're in a rush to get somewhere, yeah, they shouldn't be doing it.
Yeah, but if I didn't have to stop at red lights in my car, it should be great. I'd save an awful lot of time.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah. But we're referencing the fines. Yes, I think they should receive fines. I think the files should be doubled. And
do you believe the guards do enough?
No, absolutely not. I think that
they just ignore the problem, do they?
The certain junctions where they should stand, and I think, as someone said, they should, if they break the red light, they should stop, fined, and if they don't carry any sort of identification on them, like everybody carries cards on their phone, they should find them on the spot. If you have a card on your phone, which most people have cards on Apple or Google Pay, they should simply find them there and then, because I can guarantee you one thing, Niall, if you were to find them, it would seriously change their attitudes. Because, and the one
in case most people didn't know this, they have the power to do it since 2015. Surprisingly enough, they couldn't do before that. But I mean,
the worst thing I hate about it, Niall, and I always say this to cyclists, as someone who cycles, and I would go at a fairly hefty pace, cyclists have zero protection on the roads. You get hit by a car. I saw a girl this morning slipping on the wet ground, and she was moving fairly fast, and she banged herself up. I pulled in, stopped, make sure she was okay, and she had a very, very bad gash in her knee. And that's not even involved in an accident with another vehicle. That was just her on her own.
Yeah.
But could you imagine, and I've seen, and I've had it once or twice, where I've had people pulling out from side roads. I've stopped, I've had words, and I've kind of said, my first words would be, did you not see me? And I'm dressed in a big, bright yellow jacket. Trust me, if you can't see me, they shouldn't be driving. They shouldn't be, you know.
Okay, well then, later cut us to the mast here. Who are worse on the roads? I'll ask both of you this. I'll go to you first, James, if you're there. Is it cyclists or motorists for breaking the law?
For breaking the law, I would say cyclists, because there is no consequences really to their actions. Where if a motorist breaks a law,
there's a chance they get caught.
There's a higher chance. Plus, your registration can be caught as well. If there's a few places around the city that have the red light cameras. I think there's 3 or 4 around the city, or a guard that could be behind you wherever you're on a bike. You know, the chances are, and I'd say, you know, for the fact that the amount of cyclists we have in the city now, you know,
well, it's increasing all the time now. Yeah, and on top of that, of course, we have the scooters too now, the electric scooters.
Well, we won't even go there.
From your experience, Paul, as both the cyclist and a motorist, who do you reckon breaks the law more, cyclists or motorists?
I'd say they're kind of even in a different way. I'd say the cyclists do a lot of the light braking, but as someone who drives both kind of car, motorbike, whatever, what I've seen on the motorbike is the phone use is mental.
Sometimes
I can be on the motorbike, say, wearing just kind of a camouflage jacket, whatever, just dressed kind of casual or a biker jacket, and I'll see people with their phones all day.
I see the funniest one ever. I was on Pinnock Hill there, which is heading down into Swords there at the roundabout, past the garage on the left. And there was a guy on a motorbike on the hard shoulder. It's a kind of dual carriageway, as you know, there, coming down past the coachman's. And he had the helmet undone and on top of his head. So it wasn't actually over his face. He had it sitting on the top of his head. He had no hands on the steering wheel of the motorbike. And he was texting.
Jesus.
While the bike was moving. I know I can't say it was the funniest thing I've ever seen, but it was one of the funniest things I've ever seen. But I mean, he could have killed himself or killed somebody else. He was sitting back on the motorbike with no hands on the steering wheel, with the helmet on top of his head. I don't know what that was about. And texting.
Crazy. And here's the thing. If you go on in certain countries, I think it's like certain parts of America and Australia, what the cops do over there is they send 3 coppers out on bikes, right? One of them will be on like a sports bike, a really fast one, and he'll be dressed like a sports biker. And then he'll have the 2 other guards with him. He goes baiting up the road with his Bluetooth device in his helmet, catches people on the camera and the phones, tells the cops, they catch up with him, pull him over. By that stage, their phone is on the ground. I wasn't on my phone.
Yeah, yeah.
And they go, yeah, we have that fella, got you on camera. And that's the end of it. That's how easy it is.
Yeah, we need to do more about the phones. The phones seem to be the huge problem. Stay there both of you a second. Let me just go to Robbie. Robbie, you're an Ireland's Classic Kids. How you doing, Robbie?
Hello, Niall. How are you?
Robbie, it's been a while. Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to you as well and everybody there.
Okay.
It's been a while.
Okay, well, you disagree with James. You say no, leave the fines alone. 40 quid is good enough, you reckon?
Yeah, I think the fine is fine, but the thing is, it's the enforcement of the fine. And one of the lads hit the nail on the head there, absolutely on the head, was that there's absolutely no consequences for a cyclist. If you're the driver and you get caught...
There's a consequence.
Or whatever. There's a consequence. You get 3 points on your licence. Where, as he said, there's no consequence for a cyclist. Like, I mean, I've been driving down the road, Doyle, and I'm sure most drivers are the same, and it's quite there in the way on the road, and there's a bloody cycle track right beside them.
Yeah, yeah, I know.
And you're kind of going,
why aren't you using this? You were looking for us. Yeah. Why aren't you using this?
You were looking for it. Use the damn thing, you know? Especially where I am up around Lucan and all that, there's loads of cycle tracks and that, but they're still cycling out on the road, and you're kind of going, what is the point? Well,
there's not the point James is making. I mean, a 40 quid fine is not much use. Well, it's certainly not much use if we're not enforcing it. But surely if it was 80 quid, the same as a motorist, and the guards were actually enforcing it, or we went to a stage where the guards were being encouraged to enforce it, surely that then would have consequences. And as James said, it might discourage them from doing it.
Maybe so, but the whole thing is there, it's enforcement, isn't it? You know, like, you're seeing it yourself, like you're sitting there at a traffic light and it turns red. And, like, it's great that your man there can say he can save 7 minutes on his journey. But if I drove through a red light in my car, I'm either going to get hit by somebody or I'm going to hit somebody.
Yeah, but I don't think that James would suggest he was driving through red lights. I think where he said there was no red lights because he's on the cycle path.
Yeah, well, that's all well and good. But, like, I mean, cyclists are notorious for breaking red lights. Absolutely notorious. And I've seen how many times I have seen cyclists barely miss pedestrians crossing where there's a red light on. And mm-hmm. they go straight through the pedestrians. And nothing's done and nothing's there. You might get the old words that you can't use on daytime TV screamed at them.
Yeah.
But they're getting away with it. And they have been for a long, long time.
Well, they'll kind of cycle a bit. They'll cycle a bit out into the junction that the road is free and they'll wait there. And then as soon as the road is free, they'll just go.
Yeah, they just go.
Like yeah. Niall.
Yeah, sorry, James.
Yeah, hey, no, what I said was, on the particular route that I take, I got a run off the green lights. Now, I was on, there is a cycle track, but as Robbie there mentioned, the cycle tracks and you know, that was a big bugbear of mine until I started the cycle. And to be honest with you, some, and I have to stick up for cyclists here, some of the cycle tracks are in absolute bits. There's one particular route I take as you go from Clontarf towards, I don't know if you know where Blackbanks is, just before you hit the bottom of the, where the Hope Road meets the Coast Road.
Okay.
The cycle track there is brilliant on the coast one, but as you get onto the next stage of it, it's obviously the older part of it, and there's dips in it, the sunken shores, potholes and all. Two or three times I've suffered punctures, including one night having to walk back 6 kilometres with the bike on my back, because couldn't get a hold of anybody to come and pick me up. So, you know, there is, and that could be that element. Now, there are some cycle tracks around the city that are in pristine condition, but what I've seen are the ones that I've used, some of them are in absolute bits, Niall, to be honest.
Yeah,
so maybe,
well, no, I'm
maybe
not,
that's
I'm not
why
suggesting
cyclists
they're not,
are using them.
Yeah, I know, but the problem with the cyclist topic is it always turns into an us and them situation.
Of course,
yeah, of course, exactly, yeah.
Which can be fun, by the way.
Considering I do both, Niall, like, I can see it from both sides, but at the end of the day, you know, the law is the law. Cyclists shouldn't be running red lights because at the end of the day, as I said earlier, they have zero protection. If you've got a smack of a car that's, you know, coming towards traffic lights who has momentum, if you're 50 yards from the lights and the lights change green, you're thinking, great, I don't have to slow down. If a cyclist comes through that light and you're doing 30 or 40 kilometres an hour, you hit them, they're dead.
Yeah,
in the story.
Yeah,
no, by the way, maybe we could bring in a fine just for those who wear Lycra anyway.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree.
I look good in it, though, Niall. That's the thing. I can get away because I look good in it. So
I don't believe there's very
nobody
few people looks good in
like
it.
Nobody looks good like it. But the problem is there, you see as well, it's the phone thing as well in the cars is a stupid thing. But you also, if you notice, a lot of cyclists, and especially these people on these little mini scooter things, have earphones on.
Yeah.
That's dangerous in itself.
But as far as I know, it's in a car it's illegal to wear earphones, but I don't know, I would imagine it has to be on a bike. It should be.
It is illegal.
Because the law quite clearly states where riding a bicycle without reasonable consideration, that would come under the reasonable consideration, wouldn't it?
Yeah, because you can't be aware of what's around.
No, how can you?
No. Wouldn't be, you know?
That's something else, actually, we needed to mention as well. Yes, wearing headphones or earphones on a bike, that should be absolutely, people wear their earbuds, but the problem is it's very hard to see if somebody's wearing them nowadays because they're so small. Anyway, lads, thank you very much indeed. Stay away from the Lycra, both of you. I know you wouldn't do it anyway, Robbie. All right. Some messages, by the way, coming in on WhatsApp as well.
Hi, Niall. Joe here in Cork. Listen, I'm just listening to there on the radio. The fines should be a hell of a lot more than 40 euros. I can remember I was walking Patrick Street between the junction of Patrick Street and Grand Parade early one morning, and it was during the last lockdown. walking across the road. There was a man walking, the lights were with us. And this idiot, a Deliveroo guy, came tearing through the lights. I saw red and I literally screamed at him, "Do you know what traffic lights are for?" And your man turned around. There was a walk and a pedestrian crossing.
Oh, I missed the last bit. Oh, that's my fault. Gosh, hang on, how do I get it back there now? Hang on, I get it back for you. Sorry, I do apologise. I don't know how we all missed the end of it there. Hang on, we get the end of it now because we all need to know what happened.
But this goes on a daily basis. It's not good enough. The guards should get up off their fat backsides and walk the streets like they used to go and stop people. They're sitting in their cars doing nothing, twiddling their thumbs. They'll come out even here where I'm living and they'll park their car and stop a few cars, get into the squad car and drive away. Instead of sitting on their backsides, they should get up and do something about it. Anyway, Niall, thanks for letting me have a rant.
thanks for letting her have a rant. And unfortunately, I got her message in little bits.
Love the show. Keep up the good work. Stay safe.
All right, listen, thanks for that. Sorry we kind of had it in parts.
Niall, the people that are policing people using the phones while driving are the worst culprits for using the phones while driving. I have seen more guards using their phone while behind the steering wheel than what I have seen people, like normal public.
Yeah.
I swear to God.
Yeah, but they'll tell you they're using it for professional purposes, you know, that kind of thing. What they'll say is, oh yeah, because they don't use... Well, guards don't use walkie-talkies anymore, that kind of stuff, do they? They don't use their walkie... You remember the years ago, the guards... Over. They don't use them anymore. They're not common with the Indians. They use mobile phones now, don't they? So they'll tell you that they're using it for that kind of purpose. Although, you're right. They should have Bluetooth in the car like everybody else. I wonder what would happen if you... You stopped to guard a car and says, "I want to make a citizen's arrest because you're using your mobile phone in the car." I don't think it'd last too long if you did that. They're most likely just making personal calls like everybody else, to be honest with you, but they shouldn't be doing it. They should lead by example.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi award winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.